Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Yesterday, we interviewed a guy named Randy Rossi. He wrote a letter to the Sun-Times, and it was the story about him wearing his MAGA hat with a buddy, the president's Make America Great Again hat, to the auto show in Chicago last week. He did it specifically to see what reaction he would get, and he said to support those kids from Covington Catholic High School who a week or so wore their hats out to Washington, D.C. There was the video about them. In fact, one of those students is now suing the Washington Post because they said the coverage was unfair. So that story is actually in the news, and even though it broke several weeks ago, at the auto show a couple of weeks, you know, just last week, these two guys decided we're going to wear our MAGA hats in support of those kids. It was a sort of silent protest about the way they were treated because maybe they did or didn't support the president. And so he came in and we talked about what that experience was like. He said that he wore the hat because not just because he supports Donald Trump, although he voted for him, not in the primary, but in the general election. But he didn't wear it so much as a symbol of support for Donald Trump, but for America. And here is Randy Rossi's view. We should support the American president, whoever it is. We're all in this together. It's the presidency. Okay, that was the end of the conversation. We had a nice time. Afterwards, a bunch of you texted in. I asked him earlier today if he would record a conversation with us responding to some of the text messages that came in about his little experiment at the auto show, and he said...
Okay.
630 said, John, your guest says he supports the president, even if he does not agree. You did not ask if he supported Obama or Clinton. What's your reaction to that? Would you have worn a, you know, hope and change or whatever Clinton's hat was?
What I would do, in fact, I did do while President Obama was in office, is I did wear T-shirts and things that said USA and Proud American and things like that. I did do that. And while I did not vote for President Obama and I disagreed with him on many things, what I would do is if I ever saw a pro-Obama person who had a hope and change hat on that was being attacked by conservatives, I would have stood next to that person and I would have defended them, not because I agreed with them, but because he has a First Amendment right to express his opinion. And no one has a right to attack someone just because they have a different agreement or different point of view.
But when you wore the MAGA hat, that's allegiance to the president. When Obama was president, you'd say you'd wear an American hat or flag. You see the difference here. You're wearing a MAGA hat, not a USA flag.
Well, you know, I guess I would disagree with that. You know, when I wear a MAGA hat, it's not necessarily a very strong, although I do support President Trump on many things. I view a MAGA hat as being pro-American. I'm for America. I didn't wear a hat that says I'm a Trump fan. I wore a hat that said make America great again. Now, if someone interprets that as a pro-Trump, that's okay. I would never accost someone or attack someone because they wore a pro-Hillary hat or a pro-Obama hat. They have the right. And frankly, I think it's kind of barbaric that people attack anybody who happens to have a different point of view.
I get that point, but I think you're splitting that hair. That is, MAGA is the president's signature hat. It's his campaign hat. You get it from his campaign site. So to say that that's not a hat for the president, it's a hat for America, I don't think that's entirely fair.
That's okay. I guess it is splitting hairs, but that's how I view it. But, you know, I am perfectly okay defending not President Trump so much, because he does say things I just don't like his style, but I do agree with most of what he's done, like our taxes and standing strong against China, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So I guess there is a hair there, and I guess I am splitting it.
224 said, MAGA hat wearer, I got the sense that he thinks if you don't support the president, you don't support our country. This is sort of a reverse of what you and I have just been talking about. He said several times, I support our country. But this writer says, because I support our country, I speak out against the president. He violates presidential norms. Let's just focus on the first part of that text. It says, I got the sense that he thinks if you don't support the president, you don't support our country. What's your response to that, Randy?
No, actually, I think I disagree on that as well. You know, while I disagreed on President Obama on many issues, I did support him when I agreed with him, and I wished him well for the sake of our country. There were things that President Obama did that I do agree with. There were things that President Clinton did that I agreed with. But there are also things that I disagreed with. And I do agree with your caller on one thing. In areas where I disagreed with President Obama, I would express that with, mm-hmm. with respect. If someone has a disagreement with President Trump on the way he says something, or even on the content of something, well, that's their right, and I respect it.
815 says, John, the hat surprised you, didn't it? I was more offended by the pussy hat people wore. I thought you were I thought you were disrespectful of his, of Randy's beliefs, telling him how you felt and telling him what he shouldn't do. I'm sorry, I guess you're not king yet, John. Boy, I sure didn't mean to be disrespectful to you. I was doing my darndest to be fair and nice to you, Randy.
John, I didn't think you disrespected me in any way. I think you were probing and doing your job. Now, it's funny he mentioned the pussy hat. I wasn't going to say that because I didn't think I could say it on the air. But he brings up an interesting point. Now, I thought those were disgraceful. Do I think those people that wore them had the right to do so? Yes, they do. But that's their right. And so he brought up an interesting point. You didn't offend me in any way.
I enjoyed our conversation. That's why I called you back. 815 says, it amazes me how a positive message such as Make America Great Again on a hat makes people crazy. Kudos for supporting our president. People have lost their minds.
I kind of think he's right. And I think I said that in the interview. What really breaks my heart is, being an old guy, I remember when we could have vigorous and fun debates on politics without anybody getting offended. We were all big people, and that was a positive thing. Today, sadly, tragically, we've gotten to the point where we're getting just, everybody gets so hysterical. But I will say this, what I found when I wore the hat and I got such positive responses, I think the vast majority of Americans are still reasonable. Unfortunately, because of the way the world is and social media, we focus on the extremists on both the left and the right, where I think probably 80% of Americans are still reasonable people.
630 said, John, I'm a business owner, too, and I would never wear a MAGA hat because I know I immediately alienate myself from more than half of my customer base. Did that come up? I guess not, because when the president was campaigning and in office, you are no longer running a manufacturing firm, right?
That's correct. And I think your caller raises a point. I was the a group president of a public corporation. So while I was president, I did not write all the letters to the editor and be as verbal for the reason he said. I felt it was my duty to my shareholders not to cause pain to the corporation. So I kept those opinions to myself. Once I retired, I then felt I had the freedom to express my opinions.
Two more here, and this is a little redundant, but since it came up a lot, I'll just read it again so you can respond if you like. 630 said, John, please ask the gentleman, if Obama had sold hats, would he have worn them for the country or the love of the country?
I would not wear a hat that indicated I was pro-Obama, because I was not pro-Obama, but I would wear a hat indicate that I was pro-America. And when President Obama did things that I felt were good for America, I would support him. I would stand up and support him. But again, I would never accept anybody attacking someone for wearing a pro-Obama hat, because that is against our First Amendment.
Are there days when it's hard for you to put the hat on? Are there days you wouldn't wear the hat because, oh my gosh, he did or said this?
Yes, I wouldn't say that the hat, but I do agree. And I said I didn't vote for Trump during the primary, because there are times he says things the way he says them, mostly I disagree with. He's a little crude. What I find with, there are two President Trumps. There's what he says and what he does. What he says and how he says it, I often disagree with his style. But what he's done in reducing taxes and holding our NATO partners accountable for their promises, et cetera, I do agree with a lot of what he has done.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as Bill Bennett said, sometimes you need a Mother Teresa and sometimes you need a Dirty Harry. And I think right now we needed a Dirty Harry to kind of clean up the mess we have.
Does it bother you how often he speaks untruthfully, how often he lies?
Yes, it does. And I'll tell you why. Number one, I don't like our president being that careless. I don't know if he lies, but I think he is very inartful with his facts. But more importantly than even that, I think it damages his case. He may give a speech where 95% of the content is right on spot, But then he'll say something that draws attention away from the good stuff.
That's got to make his staff crazy. When Beto O'Rourke gave a rally the same day that he was giving a rally in El Paso, the president said, I have 35,000 people, and he has 200 or 300 people. And neither of those numbers were true, and he didn't need to lie about that. But then a lot of us focused on that instead of border security. He eggs us on. He knows we're going to take that bait, and we do. But it, I don't think, serves him well.
I 100% agree, and that's my biggest complaint, is he kind of shoots himself in the foot, as I say.
Finally, 708 from our conversation yesterday said, John, could your line of questioning be any more revealing to your bias? Why are you so amazed that someone intelligent and articulate can support our president? I'm not amazed that someone intelligent and articulate can support our president. Too many of our family and friends and people like Randy here are proof of that. But yeah, I'm biased. I don't like the president. I did not vote for him. I'm amazed at people like Randy. But I think a conversation like this with Randy helps me tremendously, and I hope it helps our listeners too.
Actually, I think that that commentator was spot on. That was my primary goal. I don't think that I can convince everybody, but I hope at least I gave them pause to think about it. And if I contributed just a tiny, tiny bit to a little bit more respectful dialogue and debates, then I'm very pleased.
Hey, Randy, thanks again for your time. This is the Randy Rossi Show. And
thank you, John.
Let you and I have another conversation like this down the road.
I would love to. I've enjoyed it very much. And again, I don't think you were disrespectful at all. I thought it was a very good dialogue, and you did a good job. So thank you.
Ditto, my friend. Okay, Randy, we'll visit again later.
Take care, John.
Randy Rossi and I from earlier today talking about the conversation we had yesterday, predicated on the fact that he and his buddy wore their MAGA hats to the auto show, walked around for 5 hours just to see what sort of reaction they would get. And he said it was largely positive. By the way, he's written a couple of books out of Grays Lake, Illinois. The Last Man to Live the Real American Dream, P.S., or Postscript. It's the second edition of that that's out. So if you're on Amazon, look for The Last Man to Live the Real American Dream, his story.